The US Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley. This is very, very important stuff. I think we're lucky to have Trump in this international global environment. He's going to meet Vladimir Putin.
Well, he is, and I have a feeling he's going to talk about a lot of things. But what is not going to be high on the list, from all the indications we have, is whether or not Russia was trying to meddle in U.S. politics. Because we know for sure that Vladimir Putin will point out that the U.S. tries to influence elections all over the world on a regular basis. And so that's the deal. On the other hand, what Trump is saying is that he does plan to push Putin in some particular areas. He said today, while he was visiting in Warsaw, Poland, he said, "We urge Russia to cease its destabilizing activities in Ukraine and its support of hostile regimes like Syria and Iran. Join the community of responsible nations in a fight against common enemies, the defense of civilization." So this is the sort of thing that I expect they'll talk about.
Yeah.
They'll have a whole lot more input than whether or not both sides actually would like to see elections go the way they want them.
Yeah, and of course North Korea is the big issue there. Now, what's this business about illegal classified leaks?
Well, by definition, I guess a classified information leak is
illegal by definition.
And it has come out with a report that is titled "State Secrets: How an Avalanche of Media Leaks is Harming National Security." They say that President Trump's administration has dealt with roughly one leak per day since he came to office, roughly seven times as many as plagued Barack Obama or George W. Bush, for that matter. And they're calling for more law enforcement.
Yeah, I agree with Trump here. It's disgraceful behavior. They've tried everything to get Trump, and here we are months on, and they've got nothing on him. They've tried everything. Media, the lot. Leaking stuff. Good on him. Hang in there. Now, I love this question. What global warming?
Well, this is a new study. It's a really fascinating study. It's peer-reviewed. What they did is they took a look at the current surface temperatures that are used by NASA and NOAA and all the others to argue that the world is warming and that we are responsible for it. And they looked at all the numbers as you would if you were taking a critical look at things. And they realized that the older numbers were always rounded down back in the 40s.
But now we round them up.
And now we round them up.
Yeah, to
so
suit
a bigger gap.
To suit the theory.
And it just doesn't make sense scientifically.
It's called dishonesty, I think, Harley.
It is. It's, you know, you can make statistics
that's
whatever
it.
You want, and that's evidently what the global
absolutely.
World has done.
All right, my friend. Thank you for this week. Talk to you next week. Harley in the United States of America.